I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. After 8 years, many Syrians continue life as refugees, but Heart for Lebanon has discovered that God is still present. And what happens when a culture steeped in church history doesn't care for the gospel message? Find your place in these stories and more today on Mission Network News. Friday marks year 8 of the Syrian refugee crisis. Conflict within the country shows no signs of stopping, and some 12 million Syrians need humanitarian assistance. Consider this, though, from Heart for Lebanon's Tom Adama.
We don't have to wait for the war to be over with before we can start changing the face of the Middle East. This is our opportunity to reach Muslims with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I got to be honest with you, I don't get why more people aren't involved.
Art for Lebanon cares for Syrian refugees in Lebanon. Meeting physical needs starts a conversation. Conversation leads to relationship, and relationship leads to gospel truth.
It's all about God's compassionate love, his love for us. And when you show that to the refugees, they ask questions because Muslims aren't taking care of Muslims.
At an informal weekly brief, one UN leader said,
out of all the NGOs that are working in Lebanon with Syrian refugees, Heart for Lebanon is the only one that is consistently caring for the people and willing to have conversations with them.
And now that you know, what will you do?
We have all this information. We have all this data. We have all this proof that this is our opportunity. This is the need. But God's got to open the hearts of people to respond to it.
And how many people do you think are still unreached with the gospel? The answer, over 2 billion per the Alliance for the Unreached. A lot of Christians are unaware of the need for God's word among unreached people, a message one organization is trying to put on the church's radar. Lee Sinias, regional director with Reach Beyond, is also a board member for the Alliance for the Unreached and explains,
it is a very simple message, but I think people have so much today that they are distracted by, or things that they're involved in as far as organizations, ministries.
And thanks to technology, the Alliance for the Unreached knows who and where the remaining unreached people are in the world, but reaching them requires group work. We can start by praying.
Even if you take a certain people group, you adopt a people group in your own prayer life, if you do a prayer journal, pick an unreached people group and just start praying for that group. Maybe you pick one every month, you change it every month, but prayer is to me a key.
Discover unreached people groups to pray for along with more resources at allianceforthenreached.org. And how do Christians make a difference where the church has existed for over 1,000 years? Renee Bruhl, a guest of InterVarsity and the pastor of Hobera Church in Rome, explains that, like many post-Christian people, Italians are closed off to hearing about God's word.
They feel that the good news is neither good nor news. They feel that they know what Christian faith is, and that it's very powerful and very rich and corrupt. And so many of them don't want to have anything with it.
Because of their resistance to hearing about Christianity and the church, many Italians are not drawn into the church by big outreach events or organized activities. Instead, they only become interested in Christianity through the faithful witness of true Christian fellowship and community.
And so they're really taken by that. Sometimes when they come to our church service, they start crying and they don't know why. Sometimes they talk about the energy that is there, but we know it's God's presence, right?
People are stunned by the expression of true Christian faith. It's totally different from what they've grown up seeing. Bruhl says this is likely true of Italians living in any place. Their heritage is one that thrives off of community. Bruhl encourages the church to take the time to show Italians and all people the true Christ in an unhurried way through relationships. Find your place in these stories and more at missionnews.org. And thanks for joining us for Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported thanks to you. Join us here on our social media network and find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, and TWR360. Together, the Great Commission happens. Just look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.